Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Made franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Made. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Made Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We'll cover the history of the business and share insights into the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that's yours for the taking.
Welcome to our next episode of the Molly Made Podcast. I'm your host, Fiona Steyant, and today we're talking about all things marketing with the Manager of Marketing and Growth for Molly Made Canada, Kelly Riley Dunbavin. Thanks for joining us today, Kelly. We're so happy to have you.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it is that makes Molly Made stand out?
One of the first things that people know about us is our pink and blue. Our colors are pretty standout. When people automatically think of Molly Made, they picture our pink shirts that all our team members wear and the blue. And we've got the blue cars with the pink logo. But really, we're the number one largest Canadian cleaning company. And I've been around for 40 years. So we've been in the market long before many of our competitors. So I do think that helps. And really, recently we did a research project where we discovered that we have 74% of the aided and unaided brand awareness in Canada. So far above our competitors, like our next competitor is only 42%. That shows that our brand is stronger.
Can you help me understand a little bit about what you mean when you say aided and unaided?
Aided brand awareness is you're talking to someone and you show them, say, three logos of companies and you ask that person, which one do you recognize? So people will automatically recognize the Molly Made logo first, or 74% of the time. Unaided is asking those same people, asking people, what cleaning companies do you know about? And Molly Made being at the top of their mind, top of their list.
Oh, I see. So it's aided is showing them. And so they choose from a different logo. And then unaided is just asking sight unseen if they can name a company.
Off the top of their head, which is great. So that's the familiarity people have. Like Molly Made is cleaning. And really, we have that going for us. And what the strength of that is, when someone needs to get their house clean, the first people they're going to think about is Molly Made.
And it certainly goes a long way when you're looking to build up a customer base, that customers will definitely automatically think of Molly Made and hopefully pick up the phone and call Molly Made first.
Yeah, exactly.
So speaking of marketing in general, why are centralized marketing efforts so important? I know that Molly Made does a lot of this. And so why is centralizing it?
So centralized being everything's done at one, like in one area. So we basically in the support office. So the support office supports every single franchise across Canada. So rather than them have their own individual marketing person, we have one centralized department at the support office. And where that is most important really comes into play for a franchisor is the integrity and protection of the brand. By centralizing, we ensure that there's cohesion across the country, a cohesion across every single franchise. You can liken it to McDonald's. You go anywhere you go across the country, or even with McDonald's across the world, you know what you're getting, what to expect. There's systems in place, and I don't want to say it's cookie cutter because every owner is different, but we have the same system. So you're going to expect the same clean. And visually, from a marketing perspective, it's going to look the same and it's going to feel the same. Personally, I've worked with a number of small business throughout my career, and marketing is one area where many small businesses can't afford to have a full-time person. And that would go for a lot of our franchises. They're considered sort of small businesses, albeit very successful ones, but having an independent marketing person isn't always feasible. And the benefit with Molly Made is that you get that person centralized in the support office, ready to help you. And because we're supporting everyone, there are things available to you that wouldn't necessarily be in place were you to perhaps start your business brand new. We have a graphic designer that we work with. We have basically the standards in our advertising, et cetera, are housed at the support office. So centralized.
And I would imagine because it's centralized, all of the marketing then is the same across Canada.
Yep.
Customers, no matter if they live on the West Coast, are seeing the same marketing messages that they would see in the East Coast.
Yes, so, exactly.
You know, we know that people move within Canada and across Canada. Mm-hmm. So this would really be beneficial, again, as a owner-operator, because you're going to have that benefit of the marketing playing out across Canada.
100%. And that's another reason keeping it centralized. So say everyone had the ability to do their marketing individually, you're not going to maintain the same image or the same visuals necessarily. I'll liken it back to McDonald's. It's the same marketing efforts across the world, really. Obviously different languages, but visually it'll look the same. So you know what you're, again, so you know what you're getting and you can expect the same. And you're right. It really is important for those people that maybe you're on business somewhere else and you see an ad for Molly Maid and you're like, oh, but I live on the East Coast. Yes, being able to know what's on offer is going to be the same is really important.
How do you support franchisees?
We kind of run the gamut in the support office for the marketing effort. So our two primary areas really are customer acquisition and employee acquisition. What I mean by that is by helping our franchises attain both customers and employees and all the marketing efforts required within. We also handle all of the internal communications and public relations for each franchise. Our internal communications, we have a number of publications that we distribute to the franchises throughout the year. So we have one tool called Weapons for Winners, which is a really great opportunity for our franchises to see what other franchises across the country are doing. So we share in that specific anecdotal stories from franchises about what they're doing or where they're having success. So it really allows our franchises to know that they're not alone and to pick up tips and tricks and really get to know their peers. The RAG is a similar piece. It's an opportunity for us to brag about where we're at, where sales are at, to highlight and recognize those that are doing really well and tell other different stories and really personalize each of the franchises to one another. One of our really great tools is our intranet. So it is our internal website that all of our franchises have access to. It's called The Mirror, and it houses all of our resources for the running of the day-to-day business and any sort of information that we need to share. We also have a space on there for our franchises to speak to one another. So a chat board, so to speak. We do Zoom calls. That is something, actually, it's not specific to marketing, although it kind of is a communication tool. So we use Zoom across the country. Some other things. So we have recognition programs and we also have rebate programs. So this is one of the really great things I think that we have on offer. So we encourage our franchises to increase their marketing efforts and in return, they're going to get rebates or credits back for those efforts.
Lots of different programs and offerings to make a really cohesive feel to the system and within the franchise partners. That's great. So how quickly then can you respond to the changing marketing that's happening around us, the market and what's happening?
It's our job to focus on the economy, the changing needs of what's going on. You only need to look at what's been going on in 2020 to understand where this comes into play. It helps us to stay focused by having a centralized team rather than leaving the franchises to do it. And this takes the pressure off them. They can run their business and we will look at what's going on. COVID being a great example, we were really able to quickly respond to what was going on by the development of tools and plans and protocols and develop this under the new banner of a manual called the Healthy Home Cleaning System, which identified all of the steps and measures that we would take to protect our customers. Because as you can appreciate, that was one of the biggest concerns is how do we keep everyone safe? So we were able to quickly come up with that and promote it amongst our franchises. But then more importantly, we're able to take that information and develop marketing materials that we could share with our customers so that they knew what we were doing to keep them safe, and not only to our existing customers, but to use that to promote it to potentially new customers. It is our mission to make sure that we stay current, that we continue to communicate and market as such.
We all know that things happen beyond our control and that the landscape of marketing, you have to continue to develop and be on top of it to stay relevant and current.
Yeah.
You obviously have handled the COVID situation very well. There's no crystal ball, so you just have to stay on top of it. And it sounds like you're doing a fabulous job with that.
Thanks, Fiona. It's a team effort. While we do have a centralized department, one of the great things about Molly Made is that everyone has the opportunity to weigh in on things. We have a great team of business advisors, franchise development, our admin team. Everyone speaks with our franchise partners and customers on different levels at different times. So that feedback is really important to how we market and how we develop those tools. So we take all of that information to make sure, you know, we are staying on the ball.
So Kelly, what would be the benefit of choosing Molly Made over starting my own business, specifically in terms of marketing?
We've spoken about this before, and Molly Made has systems in place, which, you know, a new business won't. If you're starting up, you're not going to have those in place. So we have everything set up for you. And that specifically around marketing, we have a number of agencies that we work with, your paid search, with everything. So it's all centralized. We are able to assist. Now, if you're starting a new business, you're going to have to start from scratch. You're going to have to find vendors to do all this. You're going to have to, let's start with a logo if you're starting a new business and all of those pieces. We have that in place. We ensure that everything is created in-house and created for you so that we maintain a brand standard across the country so that your customers or your potential customers, wherever they are, if they've traveled to the East Coast, but you're on the West, what they see from Molly Made is exactly the same that they're going to see at home. So that we maintain that and maintain that thinking of like immediately, oh, Molly Made, and it's easily recognizable. Exactly. Let's say McDonald's or something. We ensure that every marketing piece of marketing material is prepared in-house. And we do that for you. Basically, it takes such a load off of you having to do that yourself. If you were to start a brand new business, it leaves you time to just focus on getting new customers, converting those leads, answering the phone, doing the day-to-day. And so we're, you know, behind the scenes, our team is going to create those ads for you. And then all you need to do is focus on the distribution of those pieces to your local markets and then wait for the phone to ring.
I don't really have to come up with any of the marketing materials?
No. So we create everything from flyers to your ads in newspapers. We write your radio ads. While we have a system to follow when things in place, we're definitely open to the conversation of new things. So not every territory is the same. And we're happy and actually eager to work on new things with you. If you have an idea, you don't have to necessarily execute on it. We do that for you.
That really is a fantastic benefit of being part of the Molly Made system. So thank you. I really do appreciate you taking the time to speak with us about marketing specific to Molly Made. This really does give us a lot of insight as to what happens behind the closed doors and what a franchise partner can expect to have if they become part of our Molly Made team. So thank you so much for being with us today. We look forward to hosting another episode soon.
Thanks for having me, Fiona. Take care.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Made. If you're interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Made Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymade.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it clean.